Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So there's a new survey out there, and it's making me feel a little weird about you.
About me? A new survey?
Well, there's a survey about the top 10 magical moments a human being can experience in their life.
Magical moments. Okay.
Why is it whenever we do anything, you have to focus on the one word that you think is like the little snarky pessimist in you is like, oh, you just repeat the one. It's like magical.
It doesn't. So I just wanted to clarify just to make sure that these are going to be the moments in our lives that were magical.
It's in air quotes. It's in quotes. So it's like, it's like the most amazing. It's a moment that will is like. The wood burning kit in your mind has been like, and it's like this moment is so huge and impactful.
Okay. But it makes it feel
should
like
I call it impactful moments? Because if it has the word magic in it, you're suddenly reminds me of Lord of the Rings.
Stuff like that. Because I bet you most of these aren't have anything to do with magic or be magical or ill.
So these are magical moments in a person's life. Here are the top 10, and you just pipe in there and you tell us how these felt for you. This is why it makes me concerned for you, because I don't know if you've done a couple of these. But
probably not. Oh, I know which ones are coming then.
Number one, most magical moment a person can have, hearing your child's first word.
As a parent, I totally see that for you guys, because all they do is scream and whine and snivel, and then suddenly,
when they say something cohesive, yeah, it is a tiny victory. It's like, wait, what?
Exactly.
Unfortunately for me, one of my child's first words was a curse word, but that's probably my fault.
They were listening to dad.
Yes, they heard daddy too much, and they're like,
Oh, so you grounded it because their first word was a cuss word. Now they got their first grounding.
No milk for you tonight. So that's a no for you. You haven't experienced that one.
No. Is that high on, because you're a father. So is that a pretty big deal?
Hearing the first words were great. I remember the first time, like, my son had a chalkboard that he used to like doodle on. And like, he came downstairs. He was like, Dad, come here. And I went upstairs and he had written the first time he wrote his name. And we didn't even know he was really practicing letters, but he had written N-O-A-H. And I was like,
that was magical.
That was truly, it was like, my kid's going to be okay.
Yeah, because
like, we hadn't practiced it with him.
He did it on his own.
He did it on his own.
Oh, and that's a hero moment. I would have been super proud of
him. It was huge.
Yeah.
Number two, getting married. Okay, we're 0 for 2.
Yeah, is that true for men getting married? Is that a magical moment or something that's just your next step in the evolution?
When you put the snark on magical, then no.
It's okay.
It's
it
not.
Wasn't real.
And it's not even that, yeah.
It's not. But I
wouldn't even put it in my top. I mean.
See.
It was an amazing moment. But then, and I think it was one of the best things, but then once you have when you have the kids, then all those individual accomplishments seem stupid.
Gotcha.
When you're doing
something.
That makes
sense.
Number three, having that baby. That's definitely, I'll never forget that.
Okay. So it's for fathers too. It's a magical moment to.
You're in a room and you know that without your swimmers, that thing wouldn't exist. I mean, it could exist with somebody else's swimmers, but you're like, you were part of the process. I don't even want to say half because she had to carry it and do all the other crap. But
yeah.
It's a moment where you go, it's both magical and frightening, because you're also then at that moment, you're like, I'm screwed for at least. I want to say 18 years because that's what my parents said, but no,
40
years. Yeah.
And for everything that you do from here on in, Slacker, it's I have to, and it's no longer I want to.
It is.
Yeah.
So top three, no Steve yet. Here we go. Number four, is this magical for you? Buying your first home. Was it magical?
I liken it to you guys in having a baby. Magical / OMG, what the hell am I doing?
What did I do?
Yes, now I'm committed, like in deep.
I started a 30-year contract today. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, but you know, it's not, but unlike having a kid, at any point during a mortgage, you can go, I'm out. You can walk away and let it foreclose.
Right.
You can sell it.
Which is cool. That I didn't really dawn on me. So I was like, but then after I started moving in, I was like, oh my, this is mine. This is awesome.
It's a cool feeling, isn't
it? Yeah, it became magical.
Number five, passing your driving test.
Yes, that's a huge deal in everyone's life.
That I remember just the feeling of knowing I can leave whenever I want.
Boom.
Bye.
Boom.
I want McDonald's. I can drive over and get McDonald's.
That's magical.
That was magical. Falling in love the first time, Steve.
I could kind of, yes, okay, I'll give you that. I'll take it a step further. It's when I heard another human being that wasn't family say the L word back to me.
That's actually number 7 on the list. Hearing someone say, I love you, back to you.
To me, that's more important than me feeling love or being in love with someone else.
Somebody actually that wasn't obligated to love you, looked you
there
up and
is.
Down
Boom.
And said, this is enough for me.
Perfectly phrased that.
And you're like, oh.
Like, wow, that is
you don't
like,
have to love me.
Exactly.
But you do.
Yeah.
Your first kiss.
Yes. Yeah. But it wasn't. Yeah.
I thought it was pretty magical.
Okay. Because you probably did it right and it was with a.
I did it great.
Yeah.
I practiced on my arm a crap ton.
Okay. So that you made it magical.
I was awesome.
You had her, man.
It was much like a washing machine. Her face and mouth were completely clean by the time I was done. She didn't seem to like it as much as I did.
Was it as magical for
some reason? Yeah, she was like, okay, well, I'm going to go get a towel.
I see.
Like a beach towel.
Yuck.
Or 5.
Yuck.
Number 9, getting your first paycheck.
Okay. I don't know, magical, but yeah.
I kind of dug it.
A little bit, because now I'm more grown up and I'm self-sufficient.
I was like, oh my God. But I remember working a whole week. Like sweeping this stupid motel parking lot.
Yeah.
And then when I got my check, I was like, no, I was here all week.
Exactly. Wait, this is it?
You saw me every day, right? Like,
I thought I punched in every day.
You didn't understand. They're like, you heard of taxes? And I'm like, wait, what?
There it is.
Wait, what?
Right?
So there was a magic there. It was more of a dark magic.
Yes.
Finally, hearing your baby cry for the first time.
Now, once again, I've never experienced that as a parent.
Yeah.
Not magical, but what did you feel?
Well, I think hearing your baby cry for the first time is when they're born, so it's all tied into the same thing. And I wasn't stoked about the crying. I was just stoked that they were alive. You're like,
and healthy,
yay.
Right?
Yeah, there's a baby. I was a part of it, and it's alive, and yay, and... Yeah, so, I mean, I kind of get that one. Some things that missed the top 10, buying your first car...
Buying
my first new car. I remember that.
There it is. New car.
When you like the first, you're like, this is mine. No one's ever driven it.
Yes.
This is my car.
It's going to be my cooties only in here.
Seeing your favorite band live. I remember that. That was magical.
My first concert. There weren't really bands that were my favorite bands, but my first concert was like kind of a cool. Yeah.
Who was that? Oh, wait, for you, like Rachmaninoff or...
It was quarter...
Beethoven?
Quarter flash opening for Loverboy. Whatever, the Get Lucky Tour!
Yeah, no, I can see how that would have been great. Were you like 30 at the time?
Yeah, right?
Finally graduating from college.
I wouldn't know.
Neither one of us can relate. But even graduating from high school, I wasn't like...
Me too.
Like, you and I are very much alike when it's like, even having a baby, it felt magical for me, but I didn't feel like I'd done something no one else had ever done.
Exactly.
When
me
you graduate,
too.
You're like,
exactly.
Guess what? Everyone else graduates.
Right.
This is not an accomplishment.
Just because it's new to us doesn't mean it's new to the world.
All right, well, you've got the top 10 list here. We're going to let you add to it. If we've missed something that's, in Steve's words, magical, throw it up on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.